marking the show's 28th season. So, hey, get into the attics, get in the basements if you have one. See if you got anything to take on to the road show.
Thanks so much for joining us here at 5:30. WRAL News at 6 starts now.
Meta is now making official the news we broke in June that the company is coming to Durham. We'll tell you how many people it will employ and where.
More heartbreak at NC State as yet another student dies by suicide. The fifth suicide this school year. Straight ahead, what mental health professionals say needs to change on campus.
And my exclusive one-on-one interview with former UNC basketball coach Roy Williams. Right. Hear him talk retirement, state of the game today. And his favorite memories as coach may surprise you.
These clear skies come with a temperature roller coaster. The ups and downs to expect this week, and the next front set to bring rain chances.
Breaking news, in the last 30 minutes, we have learned 2 days before a deadly shooting near Hillside High School, a school resource officer found an unloaded gun inside the school. Thank you for joining us. I'm Deborah Morgan.
And I'm Gerald Owens. Let's go right to Mark Boyle. He's in the WRAL Live Center with this update for us. Mark.
Gerald, we're just getting this information within the past 5 minutes here in the Live Center. We've read through this several times. This is the first time we're hearing about this. It happened back on February 6th, 2 days before that shooting. On your screen, this is the new information right now at 6 o'clock. From the district, a message to Hillside families on Monday the 6th, letting them know that in the process of resolving a dispute between students that day, school administration and a school resource officer conducted a lawful search of a student's book bag and found an unloaded weapon. No ammunition was found. One thing that is still unclear here this afternoon, where was that book bag? Where was that gun? Was it on campus, on a school bus? All we can do is read what we have here, and it says a school resource officer was involved, so likely it's one of those two places. Still a lot of unanswered questions here about this and about that shooting that happened nearby. We're asking these questions to the district and following up on this story here this evening.
All right, Mark, thank you. From California to Durham, this is big news. Facebook's parent company, Meta, confirmed it is coming to the Bull City.
The company is bringing about 100 jobs to this location. We first told you about this through WRAL sources last summer. Confirm that Meta is coming to the Bull City. We've been telling you about this for months on TV and through push alerts on the WRAL News app. Now the company has officially confirmed what those sources told us.
WRAL Zoom reporter Sarah Kruger joining us live from downtown Durham to talk about this announcement. Sarah?
Gerald, that office will be here at the American Tobacco campus. And even amid all of the excitement, some people are questioning if the city is ready.
From Apple in RTP to Google in downtown Durham, now Meta is joining the ranks. In a statement, a spokesperson says its office in the American Tobacco campus downtown will employ roughly 100 enterprise engineers.
Big picture, I guess it's exciting. I think there's a larger concern of like how many companies are coming in and how quickly.
Leo Williams, a city councilor who is also about to open a restaurant in ATC, echoes his concerns. In fact, going so far as to say Durham is not ready.
It doesn't matter whether we're ready or not. They're coming and we have to mitigate that growth as best as possible.
Transportation is among the most urgent needs.
We have to build a city that is, you know, that is a more walkable, friendly, connected city. I do think we need a rail option to go throughout the triangle. I'm not going to give up on that fight.
With the challenges of growth also come opportunity.
It elevates our area in Durham, specifically the downtown area, to just a higher level, both regionally and nationwide.
Roger Reed works at a high school based out of ATC. He sees the potential for partnership between students and the tech giant's employees.
To have another option for a company that wants to really get their hands on some community outreach and to help with mentoring and developing a talent pipeline for high school students.
An American Tobacco campus is owned by WRAL's parent company, Capital Broadcasting Company. As far as when Meta may open its office here, I have asked that of the company. At this point, I haven't gotten a response.
All right, Sarah Kruger live from the American Tobacco campus in Durham. Thank you, Sarah. Five people have been arrested for the murder of a 17-year-old. Cameron Brody was shot in Oxford last September. WRAL has confirmed four of the five suspects are students in the Granville County school system. Brody's parents described him as a typical 17-year-old who loved making music.
He was good at it. He was really good at it. He also liked playing basketball. He was good at playing basketball. He was just like an all-star, roundabout good guy.
Oxford police aren't releasing the names of the suspects right now because of their ages. We're continuing to follow this story.
Another engineering student at NC State has died from an apparent suicide. It marks the fifth suicide and eighth student death on campus this school year. WRL's Joe Fisher is live now on campus with what the university is doing to try to help students' mental health. Joe?
Deborah, the effort to increase mental health resources here on campus really started last semester while students were waiting months for a counseling appointment. Tonight, the university says there is no wait. Mental health professionals say in order to save lives, there needs to be a culture shift here on campus where seeking help is not viewed as a weakness, but a sign of strength.
A fifth reported suicide at NC State.
It breaks my heart.
Has some students feeling emotionally numb.
Which sucks, because I wish I could feel it the same, but it just doesn't really happen.
NC State says a young woman found dead in Sullivan Hall on Saturday was an engineering student.
This semester is a hard one, in particular with all the math going on.
Fellow classmates say the pressure is mounting.
Well, we have very intense, you know, math courses, and physics, for instance, for me is hard.
We're kind of like soda bottles, right? So if you take a soda bottle and you shake it up, eventually it's going to explode.
Ian Collins is a psychotherapist who says students are stressed by school and what comes after.
There's not really a lot of optimism about the future.
Pandemic isolation, he says, has increased anxiety and depression. And for many students who suffered pre-pandemic, their conditions have gotten worse.
So people have very few emotional resources left, right? They're kind of tapped out.
In response to four suicides last semester, NC State added six counselors on campus. There's also a network of off-campus providers and a new telehealth service, Academic Live Care, giving students 12 free online counseling sessions.
They send out a lot of emails talking about resources, and there's flyers all over every building.
Collins says normalizing mental health is critical.
One of the things that therapists do, that friends do, that, you know, social supports is helping another person know you're not alone in this.
And reminding people that it's okay to not be okay.
Just like keeping an eye out on people, because you can see it in their face if they're sad.
And the university also offers free suicide prevention training. This Thursday is a wellness day here at NC State. That day was already on the calendar before this semester already began. NC State started those wellness days last semester. Students I talked with today here on campus tell me they plan to recharge, relax. Some of them plan to use that day to catch up on some of their work. Deborah.
You're not alone. What an important message. Joe Fisher live with us from NC State's campus. Thank you, Joe. Help is available for people who need it. You can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 988 or go to WRL.com/get help.
Governor Roy Cooper announced an extra $7.7 million for all colleges in the state to boost their mental health services. The UNC system will work with community colleges and the state's independent colleges and universities to offer suicide prevention training across all three systems. It'll also continue to pay for an after-hours mental health hotline in the UNC system.
Cancer-causing drinking water is now the focus of nearly 100 newly filed lawsuits in Raleigh. Thousands of Marines and their families were exposed to toxic water at Camp Lejeune. Marines there from the 1950s through the 1980s. Last year, they received congressional approval for compensation for health issues. Jerry Enzenbinger, one of the people who filed the 95 new lawsuits. For years, WRL Investigates has followed Enzenbinger's fight for justice. His daughter died at age 9 from leukemia, which is one of the diseases linked to Lejeune's contaminated water.
Coming up next, an interview you will only see on WRAL. I go one-on-one with former UNC basketball coach Roy Williams. We cover a range of topics like what he's looking forward to in life after basketball and his most cherished moments as a coach. It may surprise you. Mike,
Gerald, high pressure built in behind yesterday's storm system that moved out to sea. Beautiful sunshine today, but we're already tracking our next system. It's in the Pacific Northwest. When that arrives, we'll show you on Futurecast coming up.
Right now, a series of close calls in the sky, including a United jet that dove to 700 feet above the ocean, raising troubling questions about air safety. Also, the success of a high school chorus helping teens learn to be happy when we see you tonight.
Real news, look at this shot. You know what? This is our tall tower looking at Western Wake County. We've got a sunset there off in the distance after a day like we had yesterday.
Yeah.
This is a sight for sore eyes.
I hate to see the sun go down, but I guess that's what it looks like.
You're watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV, Spectrum, and the app on your TV or streaming device.
Well, it was a big night for us here last night as we revealed our big special guest during our Super Bowl ad.
It was a lot of fun. Now, if you missed it or you saw it and you want to see it again, here it is.
WRAL News Talent Search.
Let's take you to breaking news with our new reporting team.
Oh, no.
Let's go to weather. It's not even hurricane season.
Did anybody check their references?
Let's go to Live Center.
I feel very secure in my position.
Has anybody heard from the breaking news tracker?
Get the cat off the desk.
Yeah! All right, let's cue talent.
Who let these two in the same studio?
Well, that's going to be a problem.
We got this.
Thank you, guys. In the news tonight.
WRAL News. Most watched, most trusted, most spirited.
Dadgum, it's hot in here.
And once he changed out of that costume, you had a chance to speak with Roy Williams.
I did. We talked about a number of things, from his future aspirations to the state of the game today and his most cherished memories as a basketball coach. Here's a look at that interview that you'll see only on WRAL.
I really thought I had the job.
Don't worry, Coach. You'll get him next time.
At 72, Roy Williams is comfortable in his own skin.
Would you have done this 5 years ago?
It would have been harder then.
18 months into retirement, donning the Ramesses costume to benefit cancer research is easier now.
It sounded really silly and sort of crazy, and I said, that's right down my alley. You know, I'm retired now. I don't care. 5 years ago, I was afraid to give away 2 hours because I thought somebody else was going to be working during that time.
Have you coached your last game?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I sat on the bench with my son watching my grandson play the other night. I was keeping stat thing for him, but I've had one or two people reach out to see if I'm done, and it's not my life. It's not the first thing I think of in the morning. It's not the last thing I think of at night. It's not involved in any decision I make, whereas for 48 years, coaching was involved in every decision I made.
Williams had fantastic success in his sport, reaching 900 wins faster than any other Division I men's coach, to go along with 8 ACC championships, 3 national championships, and a slew of Coach of the Year honors.
And I miss it tremendously. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to particularly sit there and watch our games. Uh-huh. You know, I'm squirming in my seat and I want to yell at the referee or yell at a player or something like that.
The game he has loved most of his life has changed dramatically in the last few years with name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal.
NIL, I'm sort of on the fence because, you know, we did need to make it better for kids. I still go back. Peyton Manning's a friend in his last year at Tennessee. They sold something like 50,000 jerseys with Manning name on the back at $56 a clip, and he didn't get a cent. That's not right. But we're going over a little board now. You know, it's every kid in the junior and high school's got an agent. And, you know, you have to talk about how much money you can make. And that, I'm old school, and that's not what I think college athletics should be. The transfer portal, I don't mind a kid transferring. I do believe that you make a commitment, you ought to be tough enough to handle a little adversity, though, instead of coach yelling at you on Saturday at game day in the middle of a football game and you transfer on Monday. I think that's sort of stupid.
He doesn't think they've ruined college sports just yet, which he believes will always be measured by what happens on the field or on the court.
You know, when North Carolina and Duke play, when North Carolina and North Carolina State play, it's still the Tar Heels against the Wolfpack, and it's still the Tar Heels against the Blue Devils, and it's who's going to play the best that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting cold chills even talking about that, because that's, to me, what college athletics is about.
After all those years and all those players and championships, his favorite memories as a coach may surprise you.
I loved practice. You know, and I loved getting after them, and I loved seeing them improve. I loved the relationships. And in today's kids, you know, they've always got the earplugs in and everything, and that didn't bother me. I'd walk up behind a kid and say, if you'll turn around and say hello, I'll give you $100. And they'd just keep walking. I'd mess with them all the time. But, it was the greatest thrill for me every single day because I loved it.
In my interview with Coach Williams, I asked him about the relationship he had off the court with former Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski. You may have heard part of it at 4 o'clock. You can hear the rest of his answer and the entire interview in the WRAL Daily Download podcast. It's available in Apple Podcasts or at WRAL.com. Just search podcasts. And for you Duke fans, don't worry. You can listen to Deborah's extended interview with Coach K on that podcast or online as well.
You know, they share some similarities in that they were both so relaxed in how they were able to talk to us now.
Well, you have 48 years at 100 miles an hour, and all of a sudden you slam on the brakes.
Yeah.
It's got to be a shock to the system, but you're right.
Like
Coach
said, it's like he was worried, giving up 2 hours, that he was going to be out-coached, out-manned, out something by someone else working harder.
Out-recruited, yeah.
Man, it's a lot of pressure.
It is.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's an exciting interview. The coach was very candid.
Yeah,
go online, you can see it.
Meteorologist Mike Mays joining us now with some hearts, because certainly this has been a lovely forecast today and tomorrow too, Mike.
Oh, yeah. We had 67 for the high today. Deb, tomorrow we're focusing 69, 70 degrees. The bottom line is your Valentine's Day will be a sweet day filled with sunshine, filled with warm weather, and the temperatures will continue to rise as the week goes on. Now, the days are getting longer and longer. Today's sunset time at RDU, 5:55. 59 is the current temperature. What a beautiful view. The dew point 27, so the air is very dry and temperatures will dip quickly this evening once the sun goes down, which it has now. 60 in Fayetteville, 53 at Rocky Mount, 57 Roxboro. And for a nice night, it won't be as cold as what we woke to this morning. And if you're walking the dog this evening, 59 right now, 7 o'clock 55, by 8 o'clock 52, you will definitely need a jacket. It's a little chilly out there right now. So for the next few days, we're going to be under the influence of high pressure. So the weather's fairly nice. It will be warm. We had warm weather today. Likewise tomorrow, some of us will be in the 70s tomorrow. Most of us will be in the 70s for Wednesday and also Thursday. We see one upper level low here that'll cruise on by, missing us. But the second one, this one will swoop on in by the end of the work week, and it will bring us our next chance for rain. So let's check out both systems. Again, this one passes us by, bringing showers and storms to the plains, mid-Mississippi Valley. Notice by Tuesday, most of the energy is up here in the upper Midwest, and it passes us by. Now, that front with that will be making its way here on Wednesday with a 20 to 30% chance for rain. We won't rule out a shower, but it's not all that likely. That front will wash out. We'll also have that next system come on in. That will be successful in making its way into the area. And as of right now, on the low resolution model, it shows the rain approaching by Friday morning and should be done by the time we get to the end of the day. Of course, by the time we get to Wednesday, we'll have high resolution model data, so we can really narrow down the window of time when we're going to see the rain on Friday. We got Fan Fest in downtown Raleigh from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. Don't want rain for that. It's also going to be windy as well, so we'll get a better idea of what we'll see by the end of the work week. What we do know is this should be out of here by Saturday for the Stadium Series game over at Carter-Finley Stadium, so the weather looks good, and it's really the only cold day over the next 7 days. So for tonight, it's chilly, 33 in Roxboro, 38 in Raleigh, 38 Fayetteville, so you'll need the jackets when you get up in the morning. And feeling so good for Valentine's Day, 69 the forecast high. Lunchtime, we're already at 60, and later on in the evening, temperatures will be mild as well, 63 by 6, 7 o'clock, we're about 59. And for the day tomorrow, our highs in the upper 60s to low 70s with mostly sunny skies. A pretty good looking day. And your planner, if you're heading out tomorrow evening for dinner, it will be comfortable, but a light jacket would suffice. So for the rest of the week, it warms up. 72 Wednesday, 76 on Thursday. There's your transition day Friday. Cooler day for Saturday, but we warm back up into the 60s and 70s. February has been very warm and will continue to be.
Yeah.
Spring in February means we're going to have the rest of the winter in April. So we're not done with it yet.
I don't know. We'll take it while we can.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Chris Lee here with sports.
Yeah, you got a chance to speak with Roy Williams before. I know he's hoping that his Tar Heels can put together a winning streak as they're hosting one of the top teams in the ACC tonight. We'll have that. Plus, we're going to hear from the Carolina Hurricanes ahead of their Stadium Series game. The latest from the locker room. That's next in sports. North Carolina got back to their winning ways Saturday, but tonight will be an even tougher test. The number 15 team is in town, Miami, looking to spoil UNC's hope for the postseason. WRL's Pat Welter has a story from Chapel Hill.
A 20-point win over Clemson proved to be the therapy the Tar Heels needed. That and an R.J. Davis player-led meeting, which helped the team work out their issues. Hubert Davis even had guys practicing wearing 15-pound vests, a kind of literal metaphor. Well, the weight has apparently been lifted, and we're going to see if old habits really do die hard versus Miami on a quick turnaround tonight.
Every year, they have guys that can go get a bucket at any time, and so our defense will be tested, but they're also a really great defensive team, and so we're going to have to play another great game, but we're excited about the challenge.
You got another big-time matchup with Miami, a lot of great guards, and, I mean, they could really drive the ball. They got everything, so really we just got to come more focused in and lock down on defense like we did today.
The biggest statistical difference versus Clemson was three-point shooting. Carolina had 15 made threes versus Clemson, matched a season high. Now, Hubert Davis believes that's more than just a number. He thinks it's a product of sharing the basketball. You play the game the right way, more times than not, you're going to benefit. Chris?
All right, we'll see what happens. The game tips off at 7 o'clock. Things are running smoothly at Carter-Finley Stadium as the football field is being transformed into the biggest ice rink in the state. The Carolina Hurricanes are back on the ice, practicing themselves, not at Carter-Finley yet, but while they are excited for Saturday, they still have two games until then. So those games will be their focus.
For me, I haven't really thought much about it yet. You know, I think once we get through these couple games, then all of a sudden they'll be right upon us. Then, you know, I'll have more time to really maybe appreciate it or, you know, prepare for it. Right now it's just not on the radar.
You realize, like, holy, it's here, right? So it'll come. But as of now, we're focusing on tomorrow's game.
The Stadium Series game is this Saturday at 8 o'clock. Don't miss our live coverage for myself and Casey Hintz at Carter-Finley Stadium on both Friday and Saturday. It's going to be an amazing time for that. And tomorrow night, the Carolina Hurricanes have the Washington Capitals. That's the team that they're going to face in that Stadium Series game. But before they get there to Saturday, they have to go to Washington to face them tomorrow.
Man, preview. That's a lot to have to work on before you even get there. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Chris.
And thank you for joining us. We're just minutes away from NBC Nightly News. Tonight, the science of happiness in high school. The new course for teenagers, teaching them strategies to feel better.
And tonight at 7, more and more electric vehicle manufacturers expanding here.